Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are very near the end of our brief exploration of the doctrine, or if you prefer the word teaching, the doctrine or the teaching of imputation. I want to pick up where we left off last time and make a statement and then support the statement biblically. But before I do this, I have to encourage those of you just joining us today. What I will now say may seem out of the blue until you first hear what has been said recently on God Is. So I invite you to place my comments in the broader context of 2 weeks' worth of commentary on imputation. And you can find all the free God Is podcasts at my website, godisministry.org. So head on over there today or tonight and have a listen. Each podcast is clearly marked with a title, so you will see when we began and what has led us to where we are now. Okay, thank you for bearing with me if you never miss a day. I appreciate your patience. I want to be sure and be gracious to newcomers and invite them to join us on our journey through Genesis and accompanying Bible passages as we continue to discover who God is. God is our focus, and now let's return to our study. Here is my statement. You are either in Adam or you are in Christ. All persons are either in Adam, the first man, or in Christ, the last man. In a sense, from God's perspective, there are only two people. There is Adam and there is Jesus Christ. Each one of them represents the rest of us. As we have already learned, Adam is the head of humankind. Adam is our head. He is our representative, our federal head, and our ambassador. That is when we live in sin. We get our sin nature from Adam. However, as we have also learned, Jesus is the head of the Christian people. Jesus is our representative and our ambassador before God for all who live in righteousness. We get our new nature from Christ. As has been well established, every single person born into this world is a sinner, except only one, Jesus. We all have a sin nature, but Jesus does not have a sin nature. Jesus was virgin born, enabling him to be born free of sin. The true father of Jesus is God. Joseph was only the earthly father, appointed by God to see Jesus through his childhood as a human being on earth. Jesus lived a life of absolute perfection. Listen to two passages. In Acts 3:14, Jesus is called the Holy and Righteous One. And in 2 Corinthians 5:21, we learned that Jesus, quote, had no sin. In God's perfect timing, his son Jesus went willingly to the wooden cross and intentionally gave up his life for all who will believe in him. In that one act of obedience, Jesus paid the penalty for sin, which is death. And then along comes you and I centuries later, and we believe in Christ. We do not just believe something about him. We believe in him. We make a conscious decision to come to Christ and to ask his forgiveness for our sins. We come by faith, not offering him any of our supposed good works, because we do not have those to offer. We come as sinful, evil people seeking his mercy for us. And thanks be to God, he grants us pardon for all the sin we have ever done and will ever do. Interestingly, Jesus calls this being born again. You may know this, but listen again to what Jesus said to Nicodemus, the Pharisee, during their meeting in John's Gospel, chapter 3. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I say to you, you must be born again. John 3 verses 6 and 7. Obviously, Jesus does not mean that Nicodemus can re-enter his mother's womb and come down the birth canal and into the world again. That would do him no good anyway. He would still be born in sin. What Jesus means is that Nicodemus was born with the sin nature. He entered the world as a sinner, and the only way for the sins of Nicodemus to be forgiven and forgotten by God is if Nicodemus will be born of the Spirit. He will trust Christ to forgive him of his sin. He will receive the Holy Spirit, who alone will redeem and regenerate and transform the man Nicodemus from his flesh, that old sin nature, into the Spirit, that new nature only the Spirit provides. Another way to say this is we are all born with a sin nature, but in Christ we are reborn into a new nature. It is the sin nature versus the new nature. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. What a scripture, right? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. This makes it clear that there is one man, Adam, from which we get our sin nature, and there is one man, Jesus, from which we get our new nature. All of us are either in Adam, that is, we are still living in our sin nature, or we are in Christ, that is, we are living in our new nature. Which one are you? Let me borrow a phrase from Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. What is seen in our relationship to Adam should also be seen in our relationship to Christ. End quote. If you are a genuine Christian at this hour, then acknowledge that you were once in Adam in the past, but now, because of what the Lord has done for you, you are in Christ in the present. Or you say, I am not a Christian. Well, then, you are still in Adam. You are not in Christ. And to you I say the same thing Jesus said to Nicodemus. You must be born again. You are still living in sin. You are still living according to the flesh. But run to Christ and ask him to forgive you of these sins, to be born of the Spirit so that you will be a new creature, a new man, a new woman. These old things in your life will pass away and new things will come. Only Jesus can set you free from your life of lusts and transform you from the inside out, making you new. This is what the power of God can do in your life. I hope and I pray that you will belong to Christ. Remember my statement, you are either in Adam or you are in Christ. As seen in our relationship to Adam, we are sinners. As seen in our relationship to Christ, we are righteous. This is as different gets. The Bible lays out at least five major ways in which Adam and Jesus Christ are similar. There are obviously significant differences, and I will touch on these tomorrow. But let me just put on your mind five similarities, and all of these relate to my statement. We are either in Adam or in Christ. Due to time, I will not go heavy on Scripture here. You can read the Bible for yourself and watch these truths emerge from the text. First, God has appointed both Adam and Jesus. God appointed Adam to be the representative of what became the sinful human race. And God appointed the Lord Jesus to be the representative of the righteous Christian race. Second, there are only two heads for all people, Adam or Christ. And you say, we know, you've already said this, Swallow. Okay, but I reiterate then to make it clear, And listen to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last man, Adam, became a life-giving spirit. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. And the Apostle Paul is again identifying Adam as the first man, the representative man. And Paul is identifying Jesus as the last man, the representative man, the last of the atoms, the last of men. It is one or the other. Third, God made a covenant with both Adam and Jesus. God made that covenant with Adam that we read about in Genesis 2. If you eat of that one tree, you will surely die. Adam ate, so Adam died. But God also made a covenant with Jesus. This is the covenant of redemption. Father God agreed with his son Jesus that if Jesus died for our sins, then God would give the followers of Christ to him as his people. And whenever God makes a covenant, God keeps the covenant always, as he has done here. Fourth, both Adam and Jesus represent all their seed, or we can say offspring, even all of their followers, all who come from them. Adam represents people who have only the sin nature. Jesus represents people who have the new nature. Here is this truth in Scripture put beautifully, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 21 and 22. This is 1 Corinthians 15, 21 and 22. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. Tomorrow we will pick up here. We'll get to the fifth similarity between Adam and Christ. We are either in Adam or in Christ. Who are you in? Think about this and join us again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.